Stories with Haunting Gurus.
Joining us for our Halloween Hootenanny is the proprietor of New England Fear Fest, aka Fright Kingdom. It's Tim Dunn. Tim, what's going on? Tim.
Hey, everybody. How we doing?
Hey, Tim. All right. So, when did you get in the business?
Approximately 10 years ago.
Oh, you've got a 10th anniversary.
It's coming up.
There you go. So, this season? This season's?
Next season will be our 10th anniversary, but I got involved in the business 10 years ago when I attended my first Transworld show.
So, what brought you to Transworld? Were you already, were you doing, like, haunt acting? Or, like, what was your introduction into the business?
Well, I guess it started back when I was a kid, Chris. I grew up in Florida, and all of our school field trips were to Disney World. And pretty much all the other kids, when we take our school field trips to Disney World, they'd all run to Space Mountain. But I always headed right over to the Haunted Mansion every time.
Then what brought you to New England?
Well, my family moved back here for work. My family's in the construction business, and they chased the money back here to New England. And, you know, all along my childhood years, we always set up little haunted houses in my yard and in our basements. And, you know, it's just evolved into where we are today.
What town did you live in up here in New England?
In Nashua, New Hampshire.
Oh, okay. So Nashua is your, which is where the haunt is right now.
That's
so,
right.
So you don't have a far trip to work then?
No, we're about 4 miles away from my house right to our event.
I know you're not a multimillionaire, so what's your day job? What do you do normally? Is it construction?
I'm a demolition contractor. I tear buildings down and I remove asbestos from houses and buildings.
Do you have mesothelioma? I can't even say that right.
Mesothelioma? No, I don't have it, Chris.
I see the commercials all the time, and if you have it, there's lawyers that can get you the money you deserve. I just want to let you know that, if you weren't aware of that already.
Well, the only time I ever see that commercial on is when Judge Judy's on. What are you, a big fan?
No, it seems like they run that shit all the time. I mean, maybe, I don't know, who knows? What was the greatest level of your home haunt attraction? Like, how many people were you getting coming by the house before you, like, moved on and ended up going to Transworld and said, I'm going to do this as a profession?
I'd say probably a couple thousand.
And this was right there in Nashua.
Right in my home in Nashua.
A couple of thousand. What was the name of your haunt? What'd you call it? Do you have a name for it?
The Dungeon.
The Dungeon.
Yeah.
How appropriate.
My last name is Dunn, so matches with Dungeon, you know.
You kind of progressed up. You went to Transworld. You travel out there by yourself? Or
My wife and myself. Before we went to Transworld, we traveled all over the country, and we even went to Paris to look at other haunted attractions and experience them and, you know, doing our research.
Now, were you already thinking about doing it, doing a pro haunt prior to Transworld, and then Transworld was like the catalyst?
We were planning it all along. It was about 4 years in the planning, and then, you know, that's when we attended Transworld and we took a bunch of seminars and, you know, got to see the whole product line that everybody brings to that show.
This is something that I find a little interesting, and I've been always meaning to ask somebody about it. You happen to be the person. Why does it seem that all of the major haunted attractions in this area are all in New Hampshire?
Yeah, cleaner air, better water, hotter chicks. You know, the list goes on and on, Chris.
Dude, live free or die, motherfucker.
That's right.
All right, so is it tax-free up there, or do they change that and screw you off?
No, it's tax-free. It is tax-free.
Oh, man. That's
no sales tax. You know, we have property taxes just like everybody else, but no sales tax.
So, Fright Kingdom started 9 years ago. What was your first year like?
Well, it wasn't what we had hoped. I think just like every other pro haunter, the first year they opened, that wasn't what we hoped. You know, we've learned a lot along the way, Chris. You know, the first year, you know, we did pretty good numbers. You know what I mean? It paid the bills and everybody got paid. And, you know, every year it's been that way and we've been able to continue on. But as things have grown, you know, our customer base is... learned our product, and we got a pretty good following now. We're lucky. We're lucky for the following that we have.
In the past 9 years, which was your best year?
Every year is getting better progressively.
This is another question I've been meaning to ask somebody, and I'm hoping I can get a good, honest, some honest feedback from you. In your experience with other pro haunters out there, especially like local, like let's see, local New England, and this can go for any other haunts in the area, but mostly like even competitors. Do you find that it's more of like a friendly competition among haunters? Is it more cutthroat? They mutually supportive? It seems like
I can tell you this, Chris. Yeah. You know, I've been running my show here for 9 years. All the haunts that are still standing are all good quality shows. They put on a good job, otherwise they wouldn't keep going. So, you know, I've seen a few haunts come and go, and, you know, I've seen all the tactics that different people use, and most of the time those guys don't make it in the business. You know, it's better to be friendly with your competition than it is to fight them.
As far as you go, you play a clean game, you work hard, you try to provide the best show, you leave it at that.
That's it. Yeah. We focus on our own show and our own product that we put out. And, you know, there's lots of great haunts all around me. You know what I mean? And every single year we make an effort to go with our crew and visit all these haunts. And, you know, I'm lucky to have a relationship with them to be able to do ticket exchanges. And, you know, any nights that they're open and we're not, me and my whole crew load up and we go visit everybody and, you know, get to see what everybody else is doing. And, you know, me and my crew, we love Halloween. You know, this isn't just a business for me. I'm, you know, an avid fan of the holiday and the whole season.
There are big egos out there, but I'm sure that, you know, you don't really worry about them because, you know, it's the way that the business works. I think even in on a home haunter type level, you know, you find people who just, you know, get a little full of themselves, and it's kind of crazy. It's like, dude, we're just, my favorite line, Johnny Thunder says it all the time, we're just playing with puppets, for Christ's sake. Have some fun, we're just playing with puppets out here, damn it. Hey, did you go to the New England Haunt Gathering this year?
I wasn't able to make it, we were busy at our own show. But, okay. You know, I know Glenn very well, and, you know, we donate some tickets to his event, and, you know, I've been lucky enough to attend many years worth of that event.
Yeah, no, I was just curious. I haven't made it up there in a couple of years. I've been too busy. It's wedding season for me, you know, so I'm a professional wedding crasher, so I can't. As far as design goes, do you actually come up with a scene and then say, oh, wow, this is really great, you know, this scene is great, and then come up with a backstory, or do you come up with, like, some kind of a storyline behind and then create the scene? I mean, I know that you have, at least three different haunts?
We have five attractions.
Holy shit, five?
Yeah, five of them.
You know, three is good for most people, but not for Tim Dunn, for Christ's sake. Just tell me about the five haunts that you're putting up this year.
Sure. Well, to answer your first question, all of our attractions are themed. All of our queue areas are themed. Everybody that you encounter when you come into one of my attractions is completely themed and in character. So to answer your question about the scenes and how we do that, each house has its own backstory and it has its own theme, so we design sets that fit with that theme and backstory. The five haunts that we have is our first haunt that you enter here is Apocalypse Z, which is a military-themed zombie attraction. In that attraction, there's 15 different rooms, many different scenes. You know, all of our attractions have multiple animatronics and live actors. So we got Apocalypse Z. From there, you go into Bloodmere Manor, which is your typical Victorian-themed old-school haunted house. From Bloodmere Manor, you go to our Carnival of Corpses 3D haunted attraction. After you leave that, you go on to Grimm, which is our total blackout haunt. From Grimm, you go to Vampire Castle, which is obviously a castle full of vampires.
That don't sparkle.
No sparkling in my house. none of that here.
You have one favorite haunt out of the five?
Yeah, Bloodmere Manor, that's the Victorian-themed haunt. Like I told you, you know, as a kid, I grew up on the Haunted Mansion, so it's inspired by Disney's Haunted Mansion. A little more gory, though, you know.
How creative are you with the process? I mean, are you extremely hands-on with the design? Do you kind of micromanage everything, or do you have just a great staff and you're just a good manager?
I have a great, great, I'm very lucky to have an awesome staff. We have so many creative people here that, I mean, the people that I have don't need any managing, you know what I mean? They know what we're looking for, and we discuss what we're going to do before we do it, and I'm very lucky. You know, being in operation here for 9 years, I've had plenty of time to weed through and build a perfect crew.
Who are some of your most indispensable staff members that you have, that your, like, your crew members?
Every single one of them, Chris.
Oh,
they're all, yeah, they're
you
all
are
great,
a good
you know?
Politician. You are a good you know, they're not going to listen to this, so you can tell me honestly.
No, that is the truth. Every single one of my people matters here.
All right, well, then, you know, give them some props. Throw out a couple of names there. Give some props to some of your peeps.
Well, my wife would be my number one supporter. My daughter, Sierra. And everybody else involved here, every single one of them. It's a long list. You know, this could be a two-hour show if I went to listen in with you, Chris.
All right, so we'll roll credits after the show, and you just have
Sounds
to,
good.
You have to read through them if you're so inclined to read. What is the opening day, by the way?
October 4th.
Okay, October 4th. It's going to run straight through...
November 2nd. We're going to stay open right through November 2nd.
Okay, November 2nd. What nights of the week are you typically open? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday? Just Friday, Sunday?
The beginning of the month, we're Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then we're going to be open Thursday, Halloween, and then Friday and Saturday. So we're open for 14 nights. And, you know, I welcome any of your listeners to show up at our event, and they mention your show, and I'll give them a special discount.
Once again, just another reason to listen to Hauntcast. As if you needed any more, people. Give me a favorite scene. You must have one scene, maybe even in your, you know, your Victorian style haunt that you really think is just absolutely amazing, and you're really excited about. Give me talk about one of your scenes.
Well, my favorite scene is in the Victorian haunt, Bloodmere Manor, and it's the front room. You know, the entire room is computer controlled. We have all kinds of animations that transpire during our little pre-show that helps separate our groups as they go through the attraction, and that's my personal favorite. But you know, different people come through here and they have different scenes. You know, everybody loves the clown house that we have in our total blackout grim. People come out of there saying they've seen things that they're not in there, you know what I mean, and that's their favorite in total darkness. Other people are really into the zombie
thing. You're getting in their mind, Tim. You were like messing with their brain.
Exactly.
They don't even know what's hitting them. You're like, I didn't even have it in there. I'm so in your freaking skull. You screw with them. Anyway, as far as, you know, running the haunt, what is your most, like, what's your favorite aspect of doing it? I mean, is there something that you really get off doing?
Easy. When we're in full operation and all the lights is on and all the sound is on and we have customers going through and right, you know, when all of our groups are starting to hit the back, and to listen to the sound of this machine as it operates with people screaming from one end of this 150,000 square foot building to the other end of it is what I like the best. You know, to see this thing that we've all worked so hard on operate for these little bit of days that we're allowed to be open, or that we're able to be open, and to see it work, that's the best part for me. To see all the pieces come together and, you know, have the show happen.
Now, your haunt is completely indoors. You have a warehouse facility. Your haunt's in there year round.
That's correct. We stay set up year round.
You can go in and work on it whenever the hell you want.
Yep. We just continue to add layers.
Which is very convenient, I'm sure.
Especially in the winter.
Yeah, no shit. What else, do you have any other kind of, like, midway type stuff going on at your haunt? Any extra, like, little, you know, like, zombie paintball, stuff like that kind of crap going on?
Yeah, we do. It's funny you mentioned that. We're actually installing a zombie paintball right now. But we do have a midway at the front entrance when you come in. You know, when you come to our shows, the way we designed it is you don't really wait in line. So you come into the big monster midway is what we call it. And we have food, we have entertainment, we have games you can play, all kinds of photo ops in there. And what we do is as the groups come in, you know, we hand them out a playing card. And when we call that group a playing card, you know, we hand out 50 aces of spades. When we call that group, then they all get up and they come over and they go right into the attractions. So you're not standing in wicked long lines, especially outside if it's raining or cold or whatever. While you're in the Monster Midway, we have all kinds of walk-around characters interacting with all of our guests as they wait for their turn to get called. But there's stuff to do, and you can sit down, and there's picnic tables, and you can go get a drink, and, you know, you're not standing in the line, you're not going to lose your place.
You have a liquor license?
Excuse me?
You have a liquor license?
I do not.
Oh, do okay, not. So you get, like, a soda or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, well, Monster
like,
Energy drinks.
I'm like, I'm definitely coming up there then this year. If I can drink of the line, that's amazing. I'm on my way. No, I went up there. You know, you saw me. I was up there like about 3 years ago. I think I went. I was up there. I was. I was doing like each year. I try to hit like at least one haunt because I do my own my home haunt, but I try to get out there. And I went to yours was the first one I went to. I went to yours and I hit a couple of the others.
I remember when you came to mine. How can I ever forget? We had to give you new underwear because you had an accident. You got so scared here. I'll never forget the time you came to visit Chris.
Little things were rolling down my leg. I was shaking them out of my pant leg. They were getting stuck in my...
Listen, don't be scared to come back. When you do come back, we'll give you a Monster Be Nice light, okay? It'll be all right.
No, it's funny. I got up there, and I came in. I had my HauntCast hoodie on, and I know your wife recognized... She's like, oh, yeah, okay, Chris. You know, I don't know if she remembered me by name, but she knew who I was. And I already purchased my tickets online. See, that's the kind of guy I am. I don't go in there looking for handouts from people. I bought my tickets online. I drove up there and I went in and I handed her the tickets that I purchased online. She's like, "Oh, we want to, you know, give you a comp." I'm like, "No, that's the way I roll. I'm giving you.
Well, we appreciate the support,
giving you your money. That's it. You know, I work hard for my money. I appreciate it. I don't go in there looking for handouts from people."
So how did you like my show?
Oh, it was great. I had a lot of fun. Actually, it might have been more like 4 years ago. Yeah, it's probably, well, now because we got another year coming up. Yeah, it's probably like 4 years ago. Yeah, you know, you had a good mix of actors, animatronics. You had three haunts at that time, so.
That's right. Okay, yeah.
You had a Victorian, you had a 3D, and I'm not 100% sure what the other one was. I don't remember. But it was like a lot of fun. I think that was the first 3D haunt I had ever gone through. So that was kind of a new twist for me. We went up there. It was weird. It was a Sunday night. It started snowing. It was really early in the beginning of October, and it was started snowing. I was like, "What the hell?" It completely took me out of the mood. I'm like, "I'm going up there. I'm in like the Halloween mode, and now it's snowing. It's completely screwing me up." But no, we had a good time. The kids really dug it. You know, it's hard for me. I live on Cape Cod. It takes me like 3 hours to drive up there. It's a bitch to get up there. That's the only thing. If I was like more centrally located in Massachusetts, I'd be up there. You know, I'd go up there a couple of times a week, or a month. You know, to come up and check different haunts out. It's just such a trek for me to travel from where I'm at. But. What else can we talk about, Tim? Like, what else do you want to convey about your haunt? I feel like you're holding back. Come on, man. Give it up.
All right, I'm going to give up all my secrets right now, Chris. You ready? Here we go.
What are all your secrets?
One thing that sets Fright Kingdom apart from my competition is the business I'm in. I'm a demolition contractor, so I go and I tear down 150-year-old houses. A lot of times before these buildings get crunched up and loaded into a dump truck and hauled off to the landfill, I have plenty of time to go through, pick out all this ornate weathered wood and furniture and things like that. So a lot of the things, you know, we're a green haunted house. We recycle a lot of materials through this place. A lot of our stuff is real stuff out of real houses. We fireproof everything that we bring in here. We have emergency evacuation systems. You know, we stay right up on our fire code stuff. Life safety is number one in any haunted house. And any home haunters that are listening, you know, do your homework and make sure that you're working with materials that aren't going to catch on fire where somebody could have an accident. Because all it takes is one accident in even a home haunt, and it goes on the news. The mothers hear that, and they're going to tell their kids. When their kids say they want $20 to go to the haunted house, they're going to tell them, "Nah, why don't you go roller skating instead?" Because, you know, not only is it obviously, it would be a huge loss for anybody to get injured. The second part of the impact is it would hurt all haunted houses all around us. So, I could express to your listeners to make sure that, you know, they really focus on safety in their haunted attractions, it's the best piece of advice I could give any home haunter or pro haunter.
But you were going somewhere with that before you got in safety conscious. You were, oh yeah, because you have all the demolition, so you've got all these the really authentic wood, you know, old sofas, all this old shit. What else?
All types of building materials, old weathered tin, corrugated roofing, you know, like you said, antique furniture, all antique lamps, you know, anything you can imagine that you could ever find in a building or an old house or anything like that, we encounter it on a regular basis. And we recycle all that material into our attraction.
Ah, you little greenie. You little tree hugger.
Well, part of the equation is I don't have to pay the weight of that material to go in a dumpster and go to the landfill, so I'm saving myself a couple bucks by reusing it as well.
No, I try to do that. I mean, I save up all my those little shopping bags, and I use them to, like, pad out dummies and stuff like that. I try to be as green as I possibly can, you know, when I can. I know you do incorporate quite a few animatronics into your haunt. Do you have any you know, companies that you would like to buy from in particular? Or
sure, yeah. Unit 70 makes some beautiful stuff. Really, really detailed. Obviously, everybody knows about Scare Factory. We just added a new 14-foot demon from Scare Factory this year. Distortions, Unlimited. You know, they make some great animatronics, and they make some great costumatronics, where there's a live actor wearing a costume that looks like he's a animatronic, and the animatronic wings of whatever goes up, and then the actor jumps off of a platform. People never see it coming.
To get people in your frickin' door, what do they have to do?
Go to my website, go on Facebook, like Fright Kingdom on Facebook. We send out all kinds of updates, and, you know, we get a pretty active Facebook audience. I ask all your listeners to go right on there and like us, and we'll send them some, you know, super discounts. Any of your listeners, though, like I said, if they come here and they mention you and your show, I'll take care of them. You know what I mean? If I got the time, I'll give them a behind-the-scenes tour. Depends how busy we are, but we'll roll out the red carpet for any of your listeners.
Excellent. Okay, so tickets are going for how much at the door, how much online?
Thursdays and Sundays, $17. Saturdays and Fridays, $24. That's for all haunted houses. We have free parking. You don't have to pay to park here.
What a bargain!
Yeah.
And Nashville, it's right over the line, you know, crossover from Massachusetts into New Hampshire. Right there. He's right over the line. Like, exit, what is it? Exit, like, 3-1?
Exit 5A, Simon Street.
Exit 5A, holy shit. You're right over the line there. Going up 93 or 95? I forget.
93.
93, I'm sorry. There you go. All right, 93, get your aces up there to get them up there. Fright Kingdom. You'd see Tim, and, you know, you throw in the fact that you're a minion, and you might get a little something extra special, you know. Might give you a little behind the scenes tour, maybe a reach around. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Forget about that.
All right, Tim. Thanks, my brother. Happy Halloween.
Thanks a lot for having me on, Chris.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your haunted Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.